The effects of Hurricane Sandy will be felt across all of interior New York and New England today. The most severe conditions will be felt closer to the coast and along and across the higher terrain. Sandy will move north from a position east of North Carolina this morning, then take an almost unprecedented left turn to the west and make landfall near southern New Jersey later on this evening or tonight. Conditions will gradually worsen locally, starting with showers this morning and transitioning into a steadier rain in the southern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. The showers will move north during the morning and eventually become a steady rain for the rest of the region this afternoon. The rain will fall heavily at times, especially across the Catskills, Taconics, Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills through the afternoon and into tonight. The wind will increase as well, starting with gusts up to 20 to 30 miles per hour this morning, then gusting as high as 50 miles per hour this afternoon and 60 miles per hour through this evening. Winds could gust as high as 70 miles per hour in the lower Hudson Valley and across the Catskills, Taconics, Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills. Power outages are likely for a large segment of the population, especially as one heads closer to the coast due to a potential blowdown of trees, some of which are still in leaf. A high wind warning has been issued for the entire region through tomorrow morning, and flood watches are out as well, as creeks, streams, and rivers will rise, especially where prolonged heavy rain occurs. There could be some areas of flash flooding with quickly rising waters, even in urban areas where storm drains may be clogged by leaves. Rain and wind will continue tonight as the storm, post-tropical at this point, moves inland and reaches Pennsylvania by tomorrow morning. As the storm weakens and fills in gradually, the wind and steady rain will lessen, although it will still be quite gusty and showers will be common. Temperatures throughout the next 24 to 48 hours will generally range between the mid-50s and lower 60s. Tomorrow afternoon will be in the mid-60s, with those showers eventually winding down. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy and breezy as the storm system continues to track to the north and eventually into northern New York and southern Canada. The wind will still be quite blustery, not the extreme wind from early in the week, however still breezy with showers and highs in the mid-50s. On Thursday and Friday, the wind will flip around to the northwest as the storm begins to exit well up into the northern part of New England or southern Canada. And temperatures will hold in the mid-50s for afternoon highs, still with the risk of scattered showers. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy. A bit more in the way of sunshine on Saturday, but still the risk of a few showers and a breeze in the lower 50s, and a mix of sun and clouds with a dry day on Sunday and highs in the lower to middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Hurricane Sandy is located about 385 miles south-southeast of New York City and moving toward the north near 15 miles per hour. A turn toward the northwest is expected today, followed by a turn toward the west-northwest tonight. On the forecast track, the center of Sandy will move over the coast of New Jersey or Delaware this evening and tonight. Reports from an Air Force Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that the maximum sustained winds have now increased to near 85 miles per hour with higher gusts. Sandy is expected to transition into a frontal or wintertime low pressure system prior to landfall. However, this transition will not be accompanied by a weakening of the system, and in fact, a little strengthening is possible during this process. Sandy is expected to weaken after moving inland. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 175 miles, mainly to the southwest of the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 520 miles. The minimum central pressure estimated from Hurricane Hunter aircraft data is 946 millibars. Tropical storm conditions or gale force winds are already occurring over portions of the mid-Atlantic states from North Carolina northward to Long Island. Gale force winds are expected to continue to spread over other portions of the mid-Atlantic coast, New York City, and southern New England later this morning. Winds of hurricane force could reach the mid-Atlantic states, including New York City and Long Island, later today. Winds affecting the upper floors of high-rise buildings will be significantly stronger than those near ground level. The combination of an extremely dangerous storm surge and the tide will cause normally dry areas near the coast to be flooded by rising waters. The highest storm surge is expected in Long Island Sound, Raritan Bay, and New York Harbor of 6 to 11 feet above normal levels. Surge-related flooding depends on the relative timing of the surge and the tidal cycle and can vary greatly over short distances. Given the large wind field associated with Sandy, elevated water levels could span multiple tide cycles, resulting in repeated and extended periods of coastal and bayside flooding. In addition, elevated waters could occur far removed from the center of Sandy. Furthermore, these conditions will occur regardless of whether Sandy is a tropical or post-tropical cyclone. Rainfall totals of 3 to 6 inches are expected over far northeastern North Carolina, with isolated maximum totals of 8 inches possible. Rainfall amounts of 4 to 8 inches are expected over portions of the mid-Atlantic states, including the Delmarva Peninsula. Isolated maximum amounts of 12 inches are possible. Snow accumulations of 2 to 3 feet are expected in the mountains of West Virginia, with locally higher totals tonight through Tuesday night. Snowfall of 1 to 2 feet is expected in the mountains of southwestern Virginia to the Kentucky border, with 12 to 8 inches of snow possible in the mountains near North Carolina and Tennessee, and in the mountains of western Maryland. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light rain and fog, and 32 degrees with an east wind at 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 45, 74% relative humidity, a north wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.68 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 9 at Willow City, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, heavy rain and strong winds near 60. Boston, rain and strong winds in the lower 60s. And in Buffalo, rain and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature yesterday in Albany, 61 degrees, the low 49. The average temperature, 55. That's 9 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.23 inches for the month and 31.90 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees. The average low, 36. The record high, 77, set in 1946. And the record low, 19, in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:51 p.m. 10 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with showers, becoming a steady rain this afternoon, possibly heavy at times. Increasing winds with gusts up to 40 miles per hour, highs near 60. Rain tonight, possibly heavy at times, very windy with gusts up to 60 miles per hour, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers becoming a steady rain this morning, heavy at times, increasing winds with gusts up to 55 miles per hour, but up to 70 miles per hour in the lower Hudson Valley, highs near 60. Rain tonight, possibly heavy at times, very windy with gusts up to 60 miles per hour and up to 70 miles per hour in the lower Hudson Valley with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain developing this morning, becoming steadier and heavy, especially in the Catskills. Increasing winds with gusts up to 50 miles per hour, highs in the 50s. Rain tonight, heavy at times, very windy with gusts up to 60 miles per hour, 70 miles per hour in the Catskills, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain developing this morning, becoming steadier and heavy, increasing winds with gusts up to 65 miles per hour, highs in the 50s. Rain tonight, heavy at times, very windy with gusts up to 70 miles per hour, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with showers, becoming a steady rain this morning, heavy at times, increasing winds with gusts up to 55 miles per hour, highs near 60. Rain tonight, possibly heavy at times, very windy with gusts up to 60 miles per hour, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, steady rain ends, still some showers though, with windy conditions it'll be in the mid-60s, mostly cloudy and breezy, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Scattered showers all 3 days with highs in the mid-50s. A scattered shower on Saturday, breezy, partly sunny in the lower 50s, and a mix of sun and clouds, breezy on Sunday with highs in the lower to middle 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.